The tour content from now through Lagba Omer has been generously sponsored by Malki M. Thank you, Malki. June is less than a month away, which means that I'll soon be transitioning into summer writing mode, with more Substack articles and fewer recorded shiurim. The bulk of these articles will remain free. However, if you would like to support my Torah and gain access to additional spicy written content, consider becoming a paid subscriber by going to rabbischneeweis.substack.com and signing up today. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my Substack at rabbischneeweis.substack.com and on my blog at kolhasridim.blogspot.com on May 12, 2023, and the article is entitled Behar, the Prohibition to Free a Canaanite Slave. Parshas Behar raises a controversial topic, Eved Kana'ani, the non-Jewish slave. My position accords with the view set forth by a number of recent authorities, Rav Hirsch, Rav Cook, Rav Nachum Rabinovich, Rav Chaim Angel, and others, which was summed up by Rabbi Jonathan Sachs in Covenant and Conversation Behar 5779 as follows, quote, "In miracles, God changes nature, but never human nature. Were he to do so, the entire project of the Torah, the free worship by free human beings, would have been rendered null and void. God wanted mankind to abolish slavery, but by their own choice, and that takes time. Ancient economies were dependent on slavery. Slavery as such was not abolished in Britain and America until the 19th century, and in America not without a civil war. The challenge to which Torah legislation was an answer is, how can one create a social structure in which, of their own accord, people will eventually come to see slavery as wrong and freely choose to abandon it?" End quote. I find this approach to be persuasive on the whole. But to my mind, there is one major problem. The mitzvah's aseh, positive commandment, to keep an Eved Kana'ani enslaved forever. The Torah says, in Vayikra 25:44-46, quote, "Your slave or your maidservant, whom you may own, from the Gentiles who surround you, from them you may purchase a slave or a maidservant, and they shall remain yours as an ancestral heritage. You shall hold them as a heritage for your children after you, to inherit as a possession. You shall work them forever." End quote. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah 347 states that the substance of this mitzvah is, quote, "to uphold slavery of an Eved Kana'ani forever. In other words, we should never liberate him," end quote. And, quote, from Gittin 38b, "whoever sets his slave free transgresses a mitzvah's aseh," end quote. This only applies to an Eved Kana'ani who has rejected Avodah Zarah, idolatry, and undergone Mila, circumcision, and Tevila, ritual immersion. An Eved Kana'ani who clings to his Avodah Zarah must be sold after a year. The Sefer HaChinuch explains that the reason for this mitzvah stems from Israel's national mission. Quote, "Since the Jewish people were created to recognize their Creator and to serve before Him, therefore they are worthy to have slaves to serve them. And if they had no slaves from the Gentile nations, it would be necessary for them to enslave their brethren, who would then be unable to strive in their own service of God. Blessed is He. Therefore, we were commanded to maintain possession of these non-Jewish slaves for our own service." End quote. Here's the problem. If the Torah is, at its core, anti-slavery, as the aforementioned rabbis claim, why is it prohibited to free an Eved Kana'ani? Not only should this be permitted, it should be lauded and encouraged. A possible answer lies in the sole exception to this rule. We are permitted to free an Eved Kana'ani to facilitate the observance of a mitzvah. And not just a Torah mitzvah, but even a rabbinic mitzvah which benefits the community. For example, if there are only 9 Jews who are trying to make a minyan, it is permissible to free an Eved Kana'ani, thereby making him into a full Jew to complete the minyan. The Sefer HaChinuch elaborates, quote, "Do not object by raising a difficulty, saying, how can we push aside this positive Torah mitzvah for the sake of a rabbinic mitzvah? The answer is, because the foundational reason of this mitzvah is only to increase his service, blessed is he, and by setting the Eved Kana'ani free now, a mitzvah will be done. Moreover, the slave's manumission will increase the number of mitzvos in which he was obligated prior to being freed. For both reasons, Chazal said that it is permissible to free him, for such is the law they received in the oral tradition." End quote. This exception proves the philosophy behind the rule. The fact that we are only permitted to free an Eved Kana'ani to increase Avodas Hashem shows that the institution of slavery as a whole only exists for Avodas Hashem. We may only own a slave for the sake of Avodas Hashem, and we may only free a slave for the sake of Avodas Hashem. Slavery as an ideal is not endorsed by Torah. Avodas Hashem is. It is to that ideal which the Torah pushes humanity to aspire, so that one day, as Tzfaniah 3:9 says, they may all call in the name of Hashem to serve him together as one. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.